promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, it is Saturday morning, beautiful Saturday morning, nice bright sunshiny, be a wonderful day to be out on the water or on the beach.
Or in a radio station.
Or in the radio station, whoopee. Anyway, folks, good morning, I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Michelle Barron.
Yes, we are missing G-Man. He is returning from his family vacation in the Smokies.
No, they were in upstate New York.
Oh, that's right. They were. I don't know why I thought Smokies. But anyway, he is returning with his family. So you've got the twosome that really... I just better get out of that.
Yeah, he might be listening.
So anyway, welcome to the show. All of you first-time listeners, a very special welcome to you guys and gals. Hope that you will be able to stay with us for the full 2 hours. Our regular listeners, the foundation upon which we build, and as always, we're so grateful and humbled by your commitment to us. Before we begin, folks, just a general announcement. We are a Christian-based radio show. We try to lead our lives based upon the gospel of Christ, and our business, Madden Advisory Service, is a Christian-based business. And I tell you this not to flaunt a religion or to say that this is going to be a Bible-thumping show. It's not. We hope to employ as we go through the principles and disciplines of Christianity. But more importantly, I want you to know that we do have a set of moral boundaries that guide us. We live in a world today that lacks moral clarity, particularly here in the United States, when almost anything goes. Any type of vile hate demonstration that you can have, kill cops, kill them now, wrap them in bacon and fry them. These are insane comments. Babies in the womb have no right to life. You know, it's easy for those that are pro-abortion, they're here. How would they feel about that decision if their parents were making it for them? Might have a different outlook. But anyway, we live in a morally corrupt society. And so it's important to have boundaries. And businesses, I would implore you, I'm amazed when the people come into our office that will say how much they appreciate that we mentioned that we have Christian values. And other businesses, let your clientele know that you're a Christian-based business. That tells them they have, or you have, moral principles that will guide you. You'll be amazed at the results, as we have been. But anyway, I just wanted you to know that. The show, two different things. We're going to bring you up-to-date financial news. We'll take it from a different perspective. It'll either be national, international, or globally. The events or actions that will affect you and your finances. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the lines to you, your questions and comments. So get them lined up and get them ready. Topics today, how about the bottom line being a main lobster in the pot could cause the future success or failure of an economy? You like that one, Wizzo?
I just have this image of a giant lobster taking over.
Well, or the absence thereof. Okay, the did you knows.
Well, I was going to first start off and say big congratulations to Joby's son, Mike. Some of our listeners may know that Mike recently joined our firm, but they probably didn't know that Mike and his wife were expecting their third daughter. Charlotte made her grand entrance on July the 5th, so a big welcome to this world, Charlotte, and congratulations to their family. Now, those of you who already have kids know that raising kids is pretty darn expensive. According to the USDA, that exact figure, $235,000 to raise a child from birth to the age 17. So, however, financially prepared for those babies isn't just all about money. Sometimes it's about planning ahead. So my Did You Knows today, I have some financial items for new moms and dads to consider.
Boy, how about the cost of getting rid of them after 17? Whoa.
Probably okay. Quadruples.
Yeah. Okay. The market.
Well, it always seems to me that anytime Brian is out of the office, the market stinks. And I end up having to report these doom and gloom numbers. And partway through the week, I thought it was going to happen again. But midweek, we did have the White House announce another 10% tariff on an additional $200 billion of Chinese goods. The market didn't like that, and that's where it came in. I thought, oh, I'm going to have to do this again. However, that wasn't able to keep the market back. Thursday and Friday, we did see the market rally, so I have good news. This is the second straight weekly gain. For those of you that are interested, the Dow is back above the 25,000 mark with a 2.3% increase on the week. The S&P 500 logged in a 1.5% gain on the week, bringing us over 5% now on the year. Overall, stocks have shown resilience in recent weeks despite the tariff talks. More focus right now seems to be on the beginning results from second quarter, the corporate earnings season helping to brush away some of those fears. We did have some companies impress, including Pepsi, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup. We are still early into the earnings season, but analysts still expect earnings per share to rise 20% compared with the same quarter a year ago. Now, that should offer a really nice fundamental anchor for stocks. Right now, of the companies in the S&P 500 that have reported, 85% of them have reported earnings above analyst expectations. Now, that's a really good number to help you put things in perspective. That long-term average of companies being able to beat expectations usually comes in at about 64%. But again, we are really early into the season, so over the next few weeks, we're going to have to wait to see if that remains high. Let's see, we did have U.S. inflation did tick up a bit more in June. Consumer prices rose at their fastest pace in 6 years, rising 2.9% year over year, while producer prices rose 3.4% versus a year ago. Now, these figures are not expected to cause the Fed to raise any quicker than what we currently anticipated. It's still expected that we'll see two more rate hikes this year and possibly two to three more next year. Overall, earnings, tax cuts, an easier regulatory regime, and fiscal spending all point to signs of strength for the market. We'll be watching the tariff negotiations. Longer term, if we end up in an all-out trade war, we would need to keep an eye out for how things could disrupt global supply chain and inflation. But as for now, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cool. We can talk about that more after the break. Okay. Folks, here's what we're looking at. How about a Trump solution to the tariff problem? That's right. President Trump's aluminum and steel tariff policies have now triggered regulatory tariffs from other nations, including Canada, the EU, and China. Trump imposed new tariffs, as we know, on more than $30 billion in Chinese electronic equipment and other consumer goods on the trading partners are now threatening to hit our domestic industries, including wheat, soybeans, pork, blue jeans, and my all-time favorite, Lord help us if they do, Maine lobsters. The financial markets, to say the least, are jittery. Even worse, China's tit-for-tat tariffs are now intentionally designed to antagonize Trump voters in Midwestern and Southern states. They are using tariffs as a political weapon. It's funny that the left, though, doesn't seem to protest this blatant and dangerous foreign meddling in U.S. elections. They even seem to applaud this election interference by a hostile foreign power because Trump is the target. In any case, the goal of these foreign-imposed tariffs aimed at the U.S. is to inflict maximum economic pain on U.S. American producers in order to force Trump to retreat. However, you're missing something. It's like Chesty Puller at the Chozan Reservoir. Retreat wasn't an option. He attacked in a different direction. And so it is with Trump. Retreat isn't an option. Never has been, never will be. So this is a game Beijing just couldn't win. For Trump to score a decisive victory, he will need to reclaim the moral high ground. How do you do that? Our trading partners are claiming indignation, though, that Trump has instigated all these trade disputes. Last week, the Chinese accused America of firing the first shot. Well, that's not quite right. Laughable at best, claiming coming from Beijing on Chinese tariffs. Now, according to a report from the White House Council of Economic Advisers, are on average about 10%, while our tariffs are closer to 3.5%, almost three times as much. This doesn't include non-tariff trade hurdles that make it extremely difficult for American companies to sell things in China. We buy three times as much from them as they buy from us. Many U.S. companies complain with justification that to do business in China, they have to disclose trade secrets and patents, and in some cases, surrender ownership rights of the firm. Now, how is any of this free trade? But even our European allies have created anything but a level playing field. Their tariffs are about 30% higher than ours, according to the White House. And the Council of Economic Advisers. This does not include the 10 to 20% value-added tax that Europe slaps on American products when they hit their shores. Trump has told our allies that he is not against free trade, but it must be reciprocal and right now. Now, how does he capture the high ground? Wait till we come back from the break and I'll tell you. Folks, we're going to take a short time out. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. The Smart Money Time is 1019, did you know?
Did you know the nine digits that make up your Social Security number may be the most important numbers in your life? So when should you apply for a Social Security number for your newborn? Stay tuned in to find out. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 1025. Did you know?
Did you know if you checked yes and supplied the appropriate information when applying for your baby's birth certificate, the Social Security number should be on its way. If for some reason you didn't, you can apply at the Social Security Administration office. You will have to provide proof of your child's citizenship, age, and identity, as well as your own identity. It may seem like a hassle, but it is worth it because you'll need a Social Security number in order to get your child's health insurance.
There's always a caveat. Okay. We know what the tariffs have been against us, and what we have had is tariffs against them. We know that Trump has increased the tariff, so it gives us a stronger bargaining position. But what is the moral high ground that he has to claim? Well, this is where Trump can and should change the terms in this debate. He should go back to an offer that he put on the table at the recent G7 meeting in Quebec with the Europeans, Japan, and Canada. You're ready? It's a staggering 0% for tariffs. That's right. Trump challenged the other leaders by proposing we should at least consider no tariffs, no barriers, scrapping all of it. It speaks volumes about the trade debate that none of the foreign leaders, except perhaps Germany's Angela Merkel, had any interest. If the others were made to, if the offers rather were made to China, the mercantilist leaders would be thrown off their high horses, never to recover. These nations are more interested in bashing Trump as a trade warrior while retaining their own indefensible protectionist trade barriers. The more reason for Trump to seize the high ground in the trade debate by offering it up again and again as Americans' desired endgame. This is an idea that comes from no other than Trump's National Economic Council chairman, Larry Kudlow. And the good news is that all in the strategy is being revisited at the White House right now. Zero tariffs would be the ultimate victory for totally free and fair markets. It would advantage the USA most because we already impose the lowest trade barriers. It would also expose many of Trump's severest critics as their free trade frauds. President Trump, you should do this and do it because the worst that could happen is everybody would take you up on the offer. Wow, wouldn't that be something? Okay, so much for free trade and tariffs. We'll see, you know, where we are and how much we really care. Scotty, how are we doing there, bud? Besides not being able to see through the glass.
We have a little.
Okay. You may have mentioned this, Wizzo, on the Social Security numbers, but isn't that mandatory now that all newborns have a Social Security number, U.S. citizen newborns?
I don't know that it's mandatory by the government, but like I said, you have to have a Social Security number to have insurance, and theoretically, under Obamacare, all U.S. citizens are supposed to have health care insurance, so I think it's one of those backdoor things.
Gee, isn't that profiling? Isn't that giving unfair advantage to the rich and not to the poor? Isn't that just totally unfair to minorities?
Why, that they have to get a Social Security number?
Sure. It's profiling. They're going to have to claim their
U.S. citizenship,
their U.S. citizenship, and prove the right.
I don't know. If they don't want it, then they can go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm being facetious, by the way, folks. It's just, I'm surprised the left has not taken that principle approach to it, considering the insanity of the majority of things that they come up with. That just being one of them. Anyway, that is the magic signal for those of you who don't know the signal. Why? That means the lines are open. That's right. The switchboard is open for you and your call. So get your dialing fingers out and give it the finger. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know with all of the things that parents do to prepare for a new baby, oftentimes they overlook the financial implications, especially as it pertains to medical bills? The truth is that in the first month of your baby's life, he or she will be seeing the doctor to monitor growth and to make sure that they're healthy. You really should include some insurance planning prior to delivery. Stay tuned in to learn what you should know. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104. 45 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It's 10:36. Yes, lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the exotic mystic minx will tell you, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know it is important to understand your insurance prior to delivery of your new baby in order to make sure you know how to add your child to your health coverage so that there are no problems with overlapping or non-coverage? If you have insurance through work, notify your employer as soon as the child is born. If you have insurance on your own, you'll need to notify your provider. There are time frames for adding a new baby to your policy to provide coverage that is retroactive to the date of their birth.
Gee, that's nice.
It's important. It could be costly if you don't.
Yeah. Charlotte has a suggested nickname that everybody's agreed to of Charlie. So I've always thought Charlie.
That's cute.
Well, every woman I've ever named Charlie was a fox, to say the least. And Michael got offended. I didn't mean his daughter necessarily that way, not as a grandparent, but I thought also we could call her Chucky, and boy, they went ballistic.
Yeah, think?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed like a reasonable alternative.
For a little girl?
Well, it's different.
I'll give you that.
It's different, and particularly if she was really pretty to say, listen, I'm going to have you meet Chucky, a good friend of mine.
Have you seen the articles popping up about fathers taking leave time and the family leave time and some of the proposals that are coming out?
I'm afraid to ask.
I mean, there's definitely been talk about that, and there's a lot of corporations who are implementing time for fathers. From the numbers that I remember reading, a lot of fathers aren't actually taking advantage of it over a two-week period of time, seems to be the norm now. But just, I would say over the last few months, I've seen some articles and some interesting things from Ivanka Trump and Marco Rubio teaming up about this. And they have some ideas on how we can encourage time off for new parents, and they can tap into their Social Security in order to cover some
Aren't
of that.
Aren't both of them millennials?
I have no idea.
This is more of a millennial issue.
I bet they're not.
It makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, that's what they're talking to. And what they would do is they would tap into that Social Security money. You would get a portion. In the estimates that I was reading, I'm thinking it was like $300 only to boot for the week. So I don't necessarily know that it's creating a huge revenue source for people while they're out during this time period. But the problem that I see with it is that they turn around and they reduce their retirement benefit, and they're reducing or at least extending when they can start collecting their Social Security benefit. And with the trouble that is about to come in Social Security all on its own, I don't necessarily know that I agree with the direction of that one.
Well, that's better than no recourse whatsoever, because taking money now is going to put an additional drain. And the danger is once you have got a hole in the dike and you try to put a finger in it, it ain't going to be the end.
Well, that's right. I mean, that is a huge danger. Right, that they're going to start tapping that for everything. Oh, I want money for whatever. By the time 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're going to be able to tap our Social Security to get a new car.
it makes no sense to me from that the husband should have time off, maternity time off, when he should be on the job working. And I'm going to tell you something. If they impose something like that widespread on businesses, then you're going to have, let's say both husband and wife work for the same company. That's two job vacancies that they must hold those for at least, a year before they can fill them with someone else permanently. And even if not filling them permanently, some places are continuing to pay salary. That means they're going to have to hire somebody else. That's an additional financial burden on the corporation.
Well, so some of those places that implement it have a insurance type situation set up. So money is taken from an employee, put into this pool that then they are able to tap into to cover that, not necessarily directly coming out of the individual businesses' pockets.
But, all right, let's flip that back to the individual. They have a hard time contributing to their 401ks or only do a token amount. This is even going to put a greater financial stress. No, it makes no sense. If you're going to have a baby, how about doing it the old-fashioned way? You save in advance. The company doesn't make you. The government doesn't provide you the means. And husbands, you've done your part. You know, when Inc was born, the Army said, hey, Lieutenant, so what? You still stay up on the DMZ for Tet. I don't care. So be it. I do not agree that husbands should be given maternity time off. And I even question the amount of time off that corporations are providing for mothers. We could have, this country, I cannot imagine what it would have been like. Before, we're turning into a leisure socialist country, and that is scary as heck to me.
Well, I think both extremes are wrong. I you support families. You sit there and say, but family values. Well, somebody's got to be there in order to create family values. You're not getting that with absent parents. Although I completely understand the other side. I mean, sure, I would have loved to have my daughter and stay home for the next 18 years, but I also like to have food on our table.
And you live a pretty good lifestyle. But in all fairness, you've earned that. You know, Sweden is now receiving the negative benefit. The liberals hold them out as the poster child for socialism and how it should work. However, the inverse is happening in the actual application. Moms who elect to have a baby and not work are being attacked in parks by other moms and women because they are not working and don't have their baby in extended care. Their solution is that extended care is going to give more love and attention to the child than the actual mom would be. That's where the socialist state has brought us. And I can just see it won't be long before, okay, then begins your indoctrination into what socialism should be about. Folks, we're going down a very, very dangerous, dangerous path. America exceeded because it's exceptionalism, and that was the freedom of you as an individual to work and pursue happiness as you defined it. Well, within moral limits, not to sit there and have the government do everything for you. I see so much today coming from the liberal left, and I fear it's a good thing that Brian's not here, that the millennials, they're walking right down that path. So, I didn't want this to happen. But I'll take it anyway. Yo, Steve, I really wasn't hoping to get into this discussion, but I'm not going to turn you away.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My daughter just came back from Germany. She spent almost a month over there vacationing. And we were talking about how things were over there. And she said, Daddy, she said, Germany is beautiful. But she said 55% of my income would go just to taxes.
Yeah, well.
I said, okay. I said, how about the restaurants, the food? She said, delicious. She said, but they don't tip over there. She said, it's all built into your price. And I said, explain. So she said, okay, you have this fee for the server. You have this fee for the condiments. You have this fee for whatever. I said, so in other words, a $10 beer in Bratwurst might be $25 whenever I pay the bill. She said, exactly. She said, we don't know just how well we have it over here.
Well, we never do until we lose it. You know, I didn't mention this, but the tax rate among the Swiss, the Swedes, is 83%.
So, well, right now, the market is down over there comparing American dollars to euro. She said that for every one American dollar, you receive 85 cents euro. So you're actually losing money right now going overseas.
Let's see, I'm trying to remember I don't remember what it was when we were over there. That was not too long ago. I was stationed there for 3 years. And that's when we had the Deutschmark, and it was like 3.5.
3.97.
I think it was 3.5, somewhere in there, 3.7, when I was there in 71 through 74.
Uh-huh.
But now it's really so different, and that socialism has a real big price tag, and unfortunately, you only have two levels of society. That's the elite, those that are part of the Politburo, and then everything else are commoners.
Exactly.
Housing, go over there. I'm sure your daughter, she got to go in and visit some houses. They're much smaller than ours, and American appliances, that is a luxury that most of the people cannot afford.
Yeah, now she said there's some things that are still traditional that you might remember from your time over there. People grocery shop daily, or
yep.
maybe 3 or 4 times a week instead of once
yep.
a week, or ever how we do it over here.
And that's buying perishables.
She did say things like a refrigerator and appliances like that are smaller because people just don't store that much. They buy it daily.
Well, yeah. When we were there, you bought your meat daily. The refrigerator was small, and the reason for it, the quarters that we had were small, much, much smaller than we have here. Matter of fact, we moved into a brand new complex that the federal government had just opened in housing. We were in a little village on the outskirts of Frankfurt called Hanau, where the Grimes brothers came from. Or brothers Grimes, I think is how they said. Whatever. Anyway, it was a 2-bedroom and about, I think it was a little less than 1,000 square feet. So you can imagine a 2-bedroom and then all you have is a little less than, it's like 900, I think, square feet. Not big at all. Kitchen's very, very small. Appliances, very small. And you had to get by daily.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
exactly.
way it was.
Thank you. Enjoy your show. Thank you for what you do, but I got to go.
Okay, Steve. Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go away.
Well, that didn't sound very nice.
No, not to Steve. There it is. My light wouldn't function properly. Hey, we got to take an information timeout. Wow. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 10:50. Did you know?
Did you know if you just had a baby, or even if you have children that are still at home, those kids are depending upon you, which makes one financial planning tip even more important. Stay tuned in to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Hey, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:54. Did you know?
Did you know an emergency fund is an important part of any successful financial plan, but it is even more important when you have a child. After all, you have a very important person depending upon you. Strive to have enough cash, which is easily accessible, to adequately cover any of those unnecessary expenses. Don't forget to consider your life and disability insurance, too.
Big, big time. I tell you what, disability actually at that age is far more important than life insurance. The probability of you becoming disabled is significantly higher than it is for you dying at the early ages that you have children, and the impact could be devastating to a family if the breadwinner. What would happen if your breadwinner was disabled for a year? What would it do to you?
It's huge for a lot of families.
They'd lose their homes, probably cars. If you don't have the ability to pay for it, you're in deep trouble. So that's why we really, when we are doing comprehensive financial planning, we look at the need for disability being far greater than that for life insurance. And a lot of times folks will decline the disability offered through their business because, well, it costs money and that won't happen to me. Here's the deal, folks. Somebody at one point or another has got to be the other guy. And to the other person, you're the other guy. So wake up and smell the lawsuits. It's going to affect you. And then life insurance would be secondary at that point. Then when you get into your golden years, and I will comment, as my beautiful wife has told me, the only thing golden about the golden years is all the gold that it takes to get through them. It's amazing the things that can go wrong as you get older, but that's a good indication for why there is a need for long-term health care. Most families cannot support it. Average cost today, what, Michelle, is close to $100,000, if not over?
I would say $100,000.
I remember when long-term health care first came out, and this was in the 70s from what I remember, we looked at health care costs running about $50,000. We thought, that, you know, that's, you got to be kidding me. That's ridiculous. $100,000 now, and whether it's ridiculous or not, you go to a decent facility that will give you actual care, not laying in a bed and getting bed sores. You're going to pay $100,000 per person. Okay, how many families can afford that out of their retirement income? Very, very few have the ability to do that.
Especially on a sustained basis. I mean, if they're there for multiple years.
You're right. So look at long-term health care. Is it expensive? Yes, it is expensive. But you can design policies to help reduce the impact of long-term health care. And really, deductibles will help you significantly in doing that. But be prepared for it. It will happen. Look at your own. One of the things that we do when we're working with families, the first place that I go is, okay, tell me about your parents, your mom and dad, and their grandparents, their parents, which would be your grandfathers, if you know them. And then look at your own lives. Okay, that's an hour. Where did it go? All right, folks, we're going to take an information timeout. That's right, we're going to bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area, and then we're back to you and your question. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. It is 10:58, and it's 904 area code, as the exotic Mystic Minx will tell you. Did you know?
Did you know, even if you're young and don't have any assets, this next financial tip is still a must, but you're going to have to stay tuned in if you want to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.